Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's the sound of the weekend sound. It is Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:08. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And take a nap. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We're getting old, Greg. Used to be a time where, like, Friday, we're going to party, we're going to rage, we're going to go all weekend, and now we go, man, love to get a nap in this afternoon.
It's the 4 hours of sleep last night that
should
have a little bit to do with it.
Yep, when you party with the night owls, you pay the price in the morning.
Yeah.
But we had a good time. Good morning and welcome, by the way. I think I got the little house cleaning done. Hurricane Umberto.
Oh, Hurricane?
Hurricane. We're not pronouncing H's this morning, just in case.
So no H Friday.
In honor of Umberto. Which is a hurricane, by the way, like barely, like 75.1 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
But we'll keep an eye on it. And that's not really the one that we're that worried about. I'll explain all that in just a minute. Just a minute. Hang on. Black tie, blue jeans last night. Republican Executive Committee put on the 23rd annual. Byron Donalds, the guy's a rock star.
Knocked it out of the park.
If you're not familiar, of course, he's a congressman, and he's running for governor, as Governor DeSantis will be termed out. And, he was a rock star last night. Yep. Guy's got a lot of energy. He's the real deal. He's very affable, likable.
Oh, yeah.
He has one major flaw, but we're going to look past it. He went to that school up north, the girls' school, what was it called? Florida State. Yeah.
Like
who got the last laugh?
Kat Kamek.
Congresswoman Kat Kamek. And they're really are tight, good friends. And you can tell there's a high level mutual respect. But she got him to put on a gator hat.
He did not see that coming.
No. It was his Joe Biden wearing a Trump hat moment.
Yes,
not exactly,
but hilarious.
But all in good fun. And he said, "Look, if I'm elected governor, of course I love all the schools in Florida, et cetera." I mean, he covered the bases, but it was a funny moment and a little photo op for any pretty Gator fans.
That, I took a couple of pictures of that just to make sure it was documented for future reference. Yes, we need it.
And our Congresswoman Kat Kamek, as usual, on fire.
Yes.
A lot of energy, hitting all the high points, talking about the school board here, Tina Certain, and the absurd comments that she made, and also reiterated some of the stuff when Kat was on the show with us, on Wednesday. She talked about, and because of the interview, and, you know, we're passing along information back and forth, the school board folks got like a travel thing to go to D.C. to meet with their representative in Congress, which would be Kat Kamek. Well, they went on the trip. That's what I want to clarify.
Yeah,
they went to D.C. Yeah. Yeah, they put their feet up. They drank and ate on taxpayer expense.
That's
but when
the key
it came,
right there.
Came time for the purpose of this expenditure, they were no shows. Okay, no shows.
That's well, they not only tacky, up. But then a waste of taxpayers' money.
And you wonder, is there some legal issues here? Can you say, oh yeah, we're taking this money, we're doing this, and then not do it when that's its intended use? I don't know. But they're going to be under plenty of scrutiny. That I can tell you. Blazing Golia, he was on fire, pun intended.
He was good.
He's very funny, very affable. He's got a great sense of humor. And we're happy to have him as a regular guest on the show. And he's the guy working at the state level, you know, the DOGE stuff. Uh-huh. He's the chief financial officer. We'll get to that story as well. What do we got? Yeah, about $84 million in wasteful spending.
Oh, Alachua County, for them, that's not even trying.
It's like 20% of the budget or something. It's a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why Alachua County, when you factor in, between the cost of living and versus wages and a couple other factors, it is the most expensive place to live in Florida, Alachua County.
That's crazy.
So they have done a heck of a job. If you consider them like a wrecking crew of the Democrats that have really done everything they can to hurt the county, hurt the area. But, again, we'll get into all that. We just want to take it all in. It is Friday. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, he spoke as well.
Did a great job. Yep.
And he really did. And, the food was excellent as usual. So, if you have not attended one of these Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans barbecue, you might want to think about it next year.
Yeah.
And they always have a great lineup. And it's a great people. Everybody's in a good mood.
Oh, man, it was a blast.
Treating us like rock stars, too,
And so nice meeting everybody.
It never gets old when people say, hey, appreciate what you do, listen to your show, I like it. Several younger people approached.
Which is exciting to see that there's a future of conservatism there.
Yes, and the gamut, wonderful men, women of all ages, and they listen to our show, and we are flattered and appreciate that. I was going to say humbled by it, but I'm not going to lie. Greg might be humbled by it.
Yeah, I was, but then there's Bob. Oh, by the way, you mentioned attending this particular event. Keep in mind, if you're not in Alachua County, several of the speakers that were there last night do attend other county events. And so kind of watch for one in your county, because those Republican parties also have smaller versions of that, depending on where you live. So you maybe get a chance to see some of these guys.
I was going
to
say just the opposite, that even if you're from the surrounding areas, even though it's in Alachua County, the people who are always speaking at these events have gone on.
Oh, man.
To bigger, greater jobs.
Absolutely.
And
but I think there's still some coming up. So my point was, if you missed last night.
Oh, to see and talk to
some of these people.
People.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, you're right. It's been amazing to see how their careers have gone. But then you're right. People do come to this one because it's a little bit bigger.
I mean, his careers are exploding because of their presence. We've allowed them on our show, Greg.
Well, it pretty much was a Bob Rose Show tour last night.
Yeah,
except for Byron. I mean, he's been on before. But,
he's been on a couple times.
The others are regulars. So, just saying.
Yeah. No, it was great, really. Oh, yeah. It was great to see a lot. It's like, if it wasn't for Facebook, you'd forget some people, like what they look like.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, last time I saw you, it's interesting. There's a dynamic. It's like they go, yeah, hey, how's the ticker doing, recognizing that I had a heart attack. Or we talk vacation or something. I'm like, hey, how's the grandbaby? I mean, but yet.
We keep track that way sometimes.
It's the only way you can. We can't be everywhere all the time. Although Greg does make a pretty good attempt at it with the schmooze tour.
But still the biggest question I got was, where's your hot wife?
Yeah, she was MIA.
Yep.
And, without her, you still hold your own, but it's...
I do what I can, but, it's just not the same.
Yeah. You gotta always take the whole team on tour.
Oh, absolutely.
Greg hit an acoustic guitar, it just ain't gonna cut it.
No.
I mean, maybe if you're at the Nicolosi's house and you had a couple of cocktails, you can put up with them. But other than that, sorry, a little inside baseball. Hey, if you think I get a little cocky and arrogant sometimes, I don't like him on a lot of different levels, and not, you know, hate's a strong word, but he is a
FCC license.
Well, no,
he is.
It's like, James Comey.
Ugh.
We'll talk about James Comey and the indictment coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Couldn't have happened to a sleazier POS. Good morning and welcome, my friends.
Wow.
It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, I don't want you to miss the show ever. Doesn't matter. Static interference. You go out of town. Doesn't matter. We've got you covered every minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight. And there's a couple. Whenever it works for you, this is very convenient, my friends. So now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Man, I thought we were hurricane season was over. What's going on, Mother Nature?
Really?
You're being a mother.
What happened?
Radiant Credit Union check-in, tropical weather update. Hurricane Umberto, no H's.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me? Yes, I did say hurricane. It doesn't matter. It is 75 miles an hour. This is barely. It's like, really? Is that all you got? Barely? Oh, wait. Don't taunt the hurricane. But it's not going to be a threat to us. Maybe Bermuda, it might present some problems there, but it doesn't look like all the models, it's not going to be an issue. What we're worried about is this thing, you know. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. This is a storm with no name, as of yet. Or we could call it disturbance number one, or we could call it AL-94. Hey, Al. What's up, Al? Anyway, this is the one that we have to keep an eye on because it's like, well, there's not really a center. How do I explain this? It's Dominican Republic. That's not far from Florida when it comes to a possible major storm. This has a 90% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days. So you got showers, you got thunderstorms, and it's showing further signs of organization in association with a tropical wave located near Hispaniola and the Turks and Caicos Islands, an area of low pressure expected to form along that wave today when it moves near the southeast Bahamas. Now, they believe it'll become a tropical depression when it's in the vicinity of the central or northwest Bahamas later today over the weekend. You know, look, if that's what we get as a tropical depression and it becomes a rainmaker, that will be probably pretty welcome in most cases. South Florida, maybe not quite as much, but we'll take it, send the rain our way. But we still need to keep an eye on it because well, you know how these things can develop. And it is still hurricane season, as much as we really don't want it to be anymore. We're kind of over it, and we've had a good year so far. So don't ruin it. Don't ruin it, Mother Nature. All right, thanks to Radiant Credit Union for a little tropical weather update for you. And, yeah, we'll stay on top of this. And maybe over the weekend, you know, just keep an eye out. And then Monday, hopefully, we'll be able to say, yeah, this is going to be a mostly just a rain event. James Comey, like I said, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. James Comey. Or, if you depending on how you spell it, it could be James Comey.
Oh, there you go.
I don't like the guy.
No.
Former FBI Director James, I'm the smartest guy in the room, Comey, has been indicted on one count of making false statements and one count of obstruction of justice. Okay, they got an indictment, two counts. Honestly, I hate to say it like this, I'm really disappointed. There's got to be at least 10 counts. This guy really is a sleazebag, and it goes way back. And as we were going through these stories and uncovering things, this goes back to the first Trump administration. This guy has a track record as being, at the very least, a liar. You know? A liar. And under questioning from Republicans, the guy lied under oath. And I mean, first of all, it's about time.
Yeah.
Second of all, two counts. All right. And I guess we'll take what we can get. Are we going to get any sort of conviction? Are we going to get a perp walk? No. And I'm going to say no, hoping I'm wrong, because I'm tired of being disappointed. I'm tired of being disappointed. But let me tell you this, though, and it's going to sound like, oh, this is tit for tat. They gave Trump a hard time, so you want to give Comey a hard time. Yeah, the honest answer is yes. I want his life to turn into a living hell.
Uh-huh.
I want him to shut his arrogant pie hole. I can't stand to hear the guy talk. And this is one of those guys that clearly, drunk with power, so arrogant, misused and abused his office. Always thought he was the smartest guy.
Mm-hmm.
And man, make no mistake about it, that guy was out to get Trump and using any tools that he possibly could utilize to put the screws to Donald Trump.
I mean, he was setting him up from day one.
Oh, yeah.
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 Absolutely.
And several lives were destroyed because of his, well, it's not even recklessness, but just, guy's evil, all right? He's an evildoer. He's a bad man. And I hope that he pays a price for that. So we'll follow up. We'll dig in a little bit here. It is 6:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And there's a car show to go to. I'll tell you all about it coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. It's awesome. It's Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're operating on limited sleep because we had a great time at the Black Tie Blue Jeans event yesterday, 23rd annual, put on by the Republican Executive Committee. But a lack of sleep only makes the show better. There is a lack of a filter. We won't think things through. We'll just we're gonna say stupid things like Democrats if we're that sleep deprived.
Let's not get crazy now.
Crazy Crockett.
Well, she just can't keep quiet, can't she?
Queen of the lefty frontier.
She's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
In a bad way.
So Crazy Crockett.
Yeah.
Saying crazy things, because that's what she does. I heard somebody, her name came up at the REC thing last night.
Right.
Black Tie Blue Jean. Somebody, they might have been at my table, but not my table, because I was just hanging out with friends and family, but somebody said, when they mentioned her name, they said, ghetto. And I thought, you know what? She's the exact opposite of
that. Oh, absolutely. That's her fake
plaything. She's fake ghetto.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, fake ghetto. Jasmine Crockett. She's educated and stuff. She knows it's her shtick, man. It's her act. So listen to what she says. She said that President Donald Trump's followers, which I include myself to be one of, Greg, one of as well. Okay. You cannot call yourself patriotic and cheer the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey.
What?
You can't be patriotic and cheer that. To which I say, yay, I'm glad you indicted Comey. Yay. And Greg, you're a patriot.
Absolutely.
And so am I.
Yes, sir.
So, Crockett, we just did it. What you going to do about that? She's, you know, she's anything she can come up with. All listen, right. It's the leftists. They all talk about this justice, social justice, you know. It's all fake. It's all lie. When they say justice, it's let's get rid of people we don't like. That's like their mantra. That's not justice. So anyway, hopefully there'll be real justice for a liar like James Comey, who's been indicted on 2 counts. Also, looking forward to fun things to do this weekend. I got something for you here for sure. It is the 3rd annual Tioga Town Center Charity Car Show. Now, remember, if you're the guy and you have to sell this to your significant other, you don't mention the car show. You go, hey, there's going to be a bunch of food trucks and a lot of fun going on the Tioga Town Center. What do you say, honey, man? You want to stop on by? And because it's in the afternoon, a lot of times they do these things like early, like 10 a.m.
Yeah, a little morning coffee and donuts
and
kind of thing.
It's just mostly the dudes, doing exactly that and going, wow, that's a cool ride. No, that's not how you sell it.
No, this is bigger.
And it's in the evening. It's 4 to 8 p.m. So it's going to just start to cool off a little bit. It's going to be nice. Hey, honey. Say we go out, let's get a bite. Something going on at the town center.
Yeah.
Come
on.
And you're welcome. That's how you sell it. But it is a charity car show. It is Saturday, tomorrow, 4 to 8. And they're going to have quite the lineup of vehicles, new, old, fast, beautiful, classics, vintage. They'll have it all. Plus, there's going to be, and this is the selling point, live music, food, entertainment, activity, prizes, and more. Honey, don't you want to enjoy music, food, entertainment, activity, prizes, and more?
It'll sound like it just rolls right off the tongue very naturally.
Plus, it's my favorite four-letter word, free.
There you go.
Free. And family-friendly. That's another good couple of F words there. Family-friendly. Pet-friendly and open to the public. Now, if you want to register your car, that's $40, but it's for a good cause. It benefits elder care of Alachua County Meals on Wheels program. So there
you
go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that is tomorrow afternoon, Town of Tioga.
There's your Saturday night date. There you go, date night. Yeah. Look, babe, all these cars are here. What's going on?
Oh, I didn't even know. It's like a car show. I'm just going to wander over here for a little bit, honey. I'll meet you over there in just a little bit. See? Right. I mean,
man, you're a helper, brother.
We are, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
We really are. All right, so we got the crazy Crockett story. Told you that. We got James Comey. This is going to be big, but big and small. Yeah. Here's the deal. Yes, the guy definitely deserves to rot in a jail cell for at least some period of time.
He does.
Whatever really happened, let's not get our hopes up. We have not seen these kind of things come to fruition. But I mean, real. I'm serious. This guy was really a big deal behind a lot of the lying that went on, the fake information,
the Russia
FISA stuff, the Russia gate. I mean, he's involved in all that. Remember, he's the FBI director, that agent Strzok, and his sidekick, Lisa Page, that bozo.
Well, and this is the guy that basically just pulled our chain when it came to Hillary. He laid out the case of why she should go to prison for the rest of her life. I mean, we're watching, and it's just like, and he's just all the things that she did. And then at the end, he makes a judgment call that wasn't his to make.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, nobody will prosecute this. That's not your job to determine.
You know, there was a press conference yesterday, and we'll be talking about Black Tie Blue Jeans because that event happened last night, Legacy Park in Alachua. And you had Byron Donalds there. You had Congresswoman Kat Kamick, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins there, and the Florida CFO, Chief Financial Officer, Blaise Ingolia, who's been, you know, on this show many, many times. I love this guy. He's got a great personality.
He's awesome.
But
he's
here's the deal. He held a presser earlier in the day there, and at a press conference, Florida Chief Financial Officer Blaise Ingolia announced that his team found $84 million in wasteful spending in Alachua County's budget. For any of us who pay attention to, you know, some of the inner workings or outer workings of Alachua County government, we're not shocked by this.
No.
But it is awesome that it is being exposed at the level that it is and will be exposed and how it'll be dealt with. This is going right. You know, the governor is putting the final touches on some of this in the report. And I've got more information to share, but there'll be a lot more forthcoming. I talked to, you know, Blaise personally. And he said, yeah, this is just like a snippet, you know, what we can really, what we've gone through and torn apart. We know there is so much more, and the governor will dig into that. Him and some of his people close to him will really dig in. But I think it's good news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
6:45, Bob Rose Show, rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. The weekend, happy, happy Friday. And don't forget, you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Pumpkin Patch opens tomorrow.
Ooh.
Photo ops, kids.
You know, there's some, the grandparents, I guess, and they live in Virginia. And they actually come every year to take their grandkids, who still live here, to the Pumpkin Patch and use the photo ops. And then they got the one, too, where you can show how they've grown, you know, how they're getting taller. But they come every year, apparently, and get kids, get their grandkids' picture at the Pumpkin Patch.
Buy a pumpkin, feed a child. And say it exactly like I did.
Yeah.
Buy a pumpkin, feed a child. If you can do that, add a .com to it at the end.
Look at that.
It'll give you all the information you could possibly need. You know, our friend Pastor Chris, and they might have some pumpkin bread for you there.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we've eaten it all yet. Greg and I, though, have
we both have part of a loaf of pumpkin bread in the studio this morning, I believe.
Though. Oh, I brought one home, I think it was yesterday after work. Little house mouse got a hold of that last night. While Bob was trying to get sleep, getting ready for this big show this morning. There's a little house mouse that we have. Little Betsy. Little Betsy, our mouse house. Yeah, I saw. She put a hurting on that loaf.
Well, the good news is we got connections.
And she drank all my milk, too, but...
Oh, it's so good with milk, too.
I guess it's not my milk.
But anyway,
I guess it's our milk.
No, but it's, the pumpkins actually literally are arriving today, if I'm not mistaken. And then big deal opens tomorrow.
Yep.
39th Ave there in Gainesville. I can't miss it. Look it up.
Yeah. Yep. Look it up under buy a pumpkin, feed a child.
.com.
Not to be confused with the many other names I've labeled it with
through
the years.
Yep.
Hey, Charlie Kirk, rest in peace. His movement, his legacy continues to explode. I love it. And, of course, along with that, you'll have detractors who will continue to, basically lie about him, his legacy, and the things he said. Here's a prime example, okay? Uh-huh. We're just telling you about Crazy Crockett and, you know, the kind of lies that she spews.
Yeah.
And then there's AOC. Yep. Yep. And what did Congresswoman AOC say a week ago, September 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Kirk believed that the Civil Rights Act that granted Black Americans the right to vote was a mistake.
Okay.
There's a couple of problems with this. All right. And people looked into it, like the New York Post. They do their homework. They're like, let's see if there's any truth to that. No, in fact, that statement is wrong.
Shocking?
Yeah.
Not.
Charlie Kirk had no problem with equal rights, which, by the way, were granted by the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Mm-hmm. It was the 15th Amendment, not the Civil Rights Act, that actually gave blacks the right to vote in 1870. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 further secured that right. But AOC, of course, a little confusion there, rearranged some of the facts, and then, of course, just make stuff up, mm-hmm. like saying that Charlie Kirk said that. Well, listen, she's wrong.
Again.
And just like and any lefty that says ridiculous things about Charlie Kirk, never listen to him. And we'll never do any research into whether they're saying is the truth or not. Because they're at a point, and they've been at this point for a while now, they don't care. They literally do not care what the truth is.
But nothing ever comes back on them when they lie like this.
That's true. It's starting to now, though, isn't it?
Good.
So, I said, Kirk had no problem with the equal rights granted by the 1964 Civil Rights Act. What he did lament related to that, if you want to call that, was how the law was soon twisted to pave the way for reverse discrimination. That's what he thought was wrong, and he's right. Look, discriminatory practices are wrong no matter who's getting the advantage and who's being punished or penalized. It's wrong. It was wrong when black people were treated the way that they were.
Yep.
But it's just as wrong now to say, oh, you check a box because of your skin color, we'll give you this opportunity. That's wrong. Just as wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all he ever pointed out. And by the way, that's not hateful. That's not mean. It's not bigoted. It's not racist. Okay? You see, they don't want you to have honest discussions. They're not capable of winning. They're not capable of promoting their policies in an effective way because, well, they're wrong. It is that simple. Much more to come. Friday edition, News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.